I know a trick to get rid of hiccups.
Go on then.
This one works for me. What you've got to try and do is, when you feel the hiccup coming, you know when you burp,
yeah,
and you kind of, your throat opens to let the burp out, try and burp at the same time as you're hiccuping. You'll either drop dead or you'll be cured.
I actually think I'm going to be sick if I do that, because I've got this...
It works! It's like salt swallowing.
I've got this big chocolatey, curry-y type...
Swallow salt.
Well, you know, it's like that thing where if you have a circle and a paper and then you put a line and you tear it, then the tear should go beyond the circle because it goes into space and like that.
You're quite crazy there.
Yeah, it works. Really. I've always managed
you
to...
You draw a circle with a dot in on a piece of paper without taking your pen off the paper.
Okay, yes.
Right.
I think that's what it means. So that's a variation of it.
remember that film from the 50s and 60s, like the day the Earth blew up or something?
Not old enough.
Oh, right. And it's where there's a crack going around the world, and it was like a huge crack that started that was going to split the world in two. And thought, if we make a big hole, then when the crack gets to the hole, it will stop because it's going into a hole and there's nothing to go beyond. That's the same kind of theory with trying to burp when you hiccup, because it kind of goes into this space.
I really hope there's a doctor who listens to this. Anyway,
it works for me.
How many Christmas lectures?
Medical advice now available. Just let us know your ailments and ills.
Did you know that is the origins of aspirin?
What?
You're probably because you're a pharmacist. Did you know that pharmacy is the most sedentary and boring job, according to your official poll?
Why do you think I'm going to be a teacher?
I didn't think it was boring, I thought it was just sedentary.
Sedentary and safe.
Yes.
Safe?
Yes.
What's the equals boring? Oh yeah, with all those drugs around.
Apparently the most dangerous is window cleaner.
Yeah.
Hello, you told me.
Yeah, well.
After seeing a guy dangling off the side of the museum on a bit of string with a bucket strapped round his backside washing about 400 windows.
Well, I'm glad I didn't take the window cleaning character class out of here.
Well, you get lots of combat skills.
Prestige class.
It's dangerous. Lots of acrobatics and stuff. Anyway.
Anyway, back to the plot.
Yes.
Oh, we have a banner, yes? Okay, sorry, go on.
We found the plot. We're trapped in a big fuck-off dungeon.
Yeah, they've already told you that on the forum, when you're whining about the plot.
There is no plot.
There's a plot in this level, and you just haven't found it yet. Because anyone who ever tells you it, either don't ask the questions or kill them.
to be quite honest, troglodytes and the dwarves.
There's only one person we've killed who could potentially talk to us.
Who?
That cowardly orc.
Turag the orc coward.
Turag, yeah.
Turag the orc coward. Yes.
Who else have we killed that might have talked to us?
No one.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. Alright.
The rats might have said something.
Yeah, right.
We gave them the option to parlay, but they didn't take it.
They couldn't write.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, two orcs and three kobolds lie in the room. As you poke your head around the door, you hear hissing from the other side of the room. Hey, do you have a light with you?
Gas leak. Get out.
No.
You don't have any light at all?
Probably not.
No, he's back at the crossroads.
Yes. No, but light of any kind?
We do.
They have a hooded lantern.
Send in the glowing claret.
Yes.
Well, because otherwise you can't see.
Okay, yes.
You can keep it closed and then look if you need to. Okay, just partly
unhooded. Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, right.
My hiccups went away.
Oh, no, it's good.
You're a professional. You don't have to do it.
So hissing scared away. You've also got a thieves torch in your thieves kit as well, so.
No batteries, though.
No batteries.
But it is one of those giant mag lights that double as a
budget. Yeah. Yes, it is a mag light that doubles as a budget. You quickly shine the light across, and three sets of pink, red eyes stare back at you. There are large rats in the room. They're good.
Bigger than the ones we've been fighting?
No, they're about the same size. They have their fur is up, and they're hissing at you.
Okay.
And sort of backing away slightly.
Rats!
They look nervous.
Charge! Charge, says the wizard!
Rats! Big, scary rats with... red eyes!
He starts shouting and the rats try to run into the rubble in the room.
There's nowhere to hide.
Go in! We charge in bravely!
I was trying to give you a pet rat there.
Oh!
You missed it?
Oh no, but they'll just kill it anyway.
Oh, we want it! If it's not fiendish.
If it's not fiendish, we'll eat it.
If it contact lenses.
We'll eat it.
If it's not fiendish, we'll eat it. You are good, kind and...
yes. Hungry.
And rapidly
there's
running out of
to
food.
Have a pet rat anyway.
Eh?
You couldn't
ride it.
I know.
They're the same size as you, they're small magical beasts.
Rat and cowboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halfling
thief. Is it worth doing combat with three rats when you're all diseased already?
Not particularly.
We have to make us do combat, or else we're just going to go through sections, going, okay. Well, we've already fought one of them, we'll not...
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. I'll put three rats in a room.
The challenge.
Don't round me, and I'll see if I can take them out myself.
Yeah, go on.
They're heading towards a corner to try and get out.
No, put them in a line and see if I can shoot them.
Come on, ratties, line up, line up.
They're heading towards the corner to see if they can get out.
In a line.
Head them towards a corner.
In a line.
Yes, they're running. And you're in.
See,
the halfling was in first, so you get to position yourself.
We offer them parley.
Okay. There you go.
We're good.
They go squeak, squeak, grr, squeak. Right, some initiatives if you're charging.
No, it's no good. Irredeemable.
Oh, rats are on a 6. No, rats are on a 5.
19.
Well, I think they've beaten the wizard. Yeah, they're drawn with the wizard of a mighty 5.
Mighty 5.
18.
That's our Mr. Bone.
Yours is still spinning there, Garut.
What's yours? Paul.
Nice, mine was 5.
Now, what's your initiative bonus?
2.
Okay. Ooh, that'll be me then.
Go on.
I already need to lock the place up.
Yes, the place is now shiny. Dead bodies lie around. Stools are everywhere.
Stinky.
Garut.
Go on, you know you want to.
I would have had to run up to get like that.
Yes.
So I'll only get
you
one
run
attack.
In. Yeah. You run in and hit one.
Oh, that's so a hit.
Damage?
I did minimum 7.
He's dead.
Snicker.
These ones are slightly tougher than the last ones, but he's still dead.
He can't. Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, cleave away!
Charge. Off a charge.
You. I don't
know, that's a good point. I think you probably can, Curly.
Did I charge? Oh, I hit by even more there.
definitely more dead than ever before.
Do not get more damage for Cleo.
We're checking.
It's dead.
Checking.
The momentum of my giant fuck off axe.
Running inch.
Hurt more.
Yeah. Of course, theory, yes, I always thought that there should be more damage rather than to hit, because it's harder to... Well, I suppose it's not hard to hit when you charge, but...
It's because they know you're coming, and they're like,
just screaming at them.
By the way.
Yeah, but you can't batter through there.
Oh, go for it. Oh. Natural 20! Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling! Whee!
Crit threat.
Like you need it.
And that'll be the 21.
Go for it! Half
damage, go on.
Go on.
Well, it can survive, it's a tough rat.
So that's 10, 16.
Just the 16.
Just the 16.
You roll it twice.
You double this.
No, you roll it twice.
You roll it twice.
Mm.
Yeah, you roll the dice twice and then add double your strength bonus.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
So that's at least 14, obviously. So that's 13 plus
12, 25. 25! Whoosh!
It's a brilliant. You clip one rat and then massacreize his friend. You were just building up speed as you went through the first one. The second one goes sailing across the room.
You cleave his skull in twain.
Flying rat.
Who's next?
Failing.
Go, Failing. Do him in.
Finish him.
Possibly.
10.
Probably.
19.
I'll do 19,
really.
Shockingly, even with the minus 4.
Zoom.
Whoa.
And that's...
Nice.
5, you win. 30 feet,
oh,
so
yes.
You get your plus 1,
like...
The rat dies.
I like not stealing.
We might have rolled really badly, and they might have got a chance to hit us.
Trust me, there's 4 of you, and there's 3 of them, and their challenge rating is a 1/3 each.
Oh.
Therefore...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
We win!
Bodies and stools.
We're cleaning this dungeon!
So...
Give it a go.
Searching for more orc jewellery to pierce through various parts of her anatomy.
No, I'm just linking them all together and making a big necklace.
Oh.
15.
Like beer baracus or something, like teeth and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a collector of fine antiquities.
Other than the standard arms and armour that orcs and kobolds carry.
Tiny little bows.
And the table and stools. One of the kobolds has some gold wire wrapped around one of his horns.
Yoink!
Yoink. Yoink.
It's to make more jewellery.
It's
I'm
worth
jewelry
5 gold pieces.
Gold wire.
Gold wire.
Five
actually.
Gold pieces. This is from room A41.
A41.
In addition, there is an ordinary dagger driven into the tabletop with an agate in its pommel.
What's an agate?
This is the
still our gem.
Thank you very much.
It's worth 15 gold.
Ooh.
So it's closed at the end of the draft.
Yes.
It's a
dagger with an agate in the pommel.
Are you strong enough to get it out of the table without that not noticing?
Yeah.
Probably not. Am I? I'm able to palm it.
Yeah, you've got it if you want it. Okay. Well, we know you're looking, but you're dragging things
out. Pieces.
This dungeon's bloody empty.
There's nothing of value here at all.
You hear some grunting and a noise of a table, something being pulled out of a table, and you go, "You found something, Andres." "No, it's all empty here."
Okay then.
This sack of hers is getting bigger and bigger.
Was that your granddaddy's sack?
So, where now, folks?
It's a giant sack that pissed me off.
Okay. So, let's go.
Yeah. We're moving on.
We are.
May as well.
We'll probably try and head south as soon as possible because we're going to run out of room on that map.
Where are we heading?
Up and across.
Yes. Fall down into the pit of never-ending despair.
Right. Not to scale.
Okay.
No longer.
That opens up.
Oh, you're using the natty symbol for Mr. Bit in the Middle. Yes.
No, that's a door.
Oh, there's a door. Oh, sorry. I thought you were using this.
Doors. That's the natty symbol.
Yes, that is true. So, it could look like that from this distance.
I suppose it's
like a heart trace.
Yes.
Yes, it does actually.
Boom, boom.
Symbolising the passage.
Both of these doors are open.
Ooh. Time for the halfling hero.
Go,
halfling hero.
Are you going down the corridor?
Yeah.
Soon available. An action
sneaker
figure.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Soon available. That would be funny. Failing action figures. Make me a move silently, room.
Could be possible.
That's not
articulated.
What do you mean by being dressed?
Can I have a snap?
That's 15 plus 12.
A lot.
27.
Okay, that. You stealing my
things. What are they? Are they like chocolate-coated Pringles or something?
No, they're not biscuity at all.
They're not chocolate-coated. They're covered in...
They're quite nice though, once you get past the initial taste.
Past the initial taste?
If you ignore the flavour...
They're a bit odd.
And they're quite nice.
They're kind of a bit...
What are they? Oh,
they're just chocolate.
They're snaps, hazelnut.
Apparently they're brown.
Thin, white and crispy milk chocolate curves.
In the shape of Pringles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can dip things with them.
You can dip garlic.
Garlic dip.
Garlic dip.
Blue cheese, dip. I bet, would be really nice on those.
Chocolate and cheese.
Yeah.
Cheesy chocolate.
What? Cheese is good.
You like chocolate?
More time
do you like cheese? Then you'll love chocolatey cheese.
No, it doesn't work quite as well as cheese and peas, does it?
Cheese and peas.
You've never had a cherry cheese Danish.
Let me.
Okay.
You're all crazy.
I like cherry cheese Danish.
This is news to you?
Yeah. No, ignore you.
Would you like to stroke my lucky bullet again?
I don't think I'll approve.
Now, so careful, Paul, you're getting overexcited.
Remember, this is on tape.
Okay.
I think you do say will and can. No, can and will be taken as evidence of your...
general crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not believable.
Are you really?
His bullets.
You sneak down the corridor. Are you looking in either room first? The top one?
I'm looking in the one with the danger in.
That would be right,
that both of them.
The northern room, I think, first. I sense danger. My dwarven spider senses are tingling.
Your robot says danger, Will Balthazar.
Will Balthazar. Danger.
Sorry, I watched too much Charmed and they have a Balthazar on there. That's why I get
stole my name.
You do watch around a lot of Charmed, don't you, love?
Charmed rocks.
I still haven't seen the one where Prue dies.
I've seen the one before and the one after, but not the one. But yesterday, I managed to see the one where Buffy died.
Oh.
In Buffy, obviously. Not
which series?
Which time?
Which time? Bigger series?
Selflessly jumped off a big thing.
Oh, that
thing
one. Is that six or five?
Five. Six. Not sure.
It all blends
there's
into...
There's the one where Willow goes mad, and then there's the one with the end. So
oh, is that the Willow Goes Mad so we can put in more goth gear again? Because
everyone
likes it here.
Evil Willow.
Now available as an action figure. For 10.
Right. Evil Willow was better than Good
But I prefer the evil vampire willow rather than the evil sorceress.
Yes, that is true.
Evil vampire willow. She's got the freaky black eyes.
Anyway.
Room. For me. North or south?
North. Beside the door. North has danger in it.
Opening the north. Well, the doors are open.
A number of orc and kobold bodies lie in this room, along with a couple of flying octopus creatures. Dead. Stools, reed mats and blankets are strewn over the place, along with what was probably the personal possessions of kobolds that made this their home.
Stools,
yes, the stools, reed mats. Stools, comma, reed mats.
What's this punctuation thing that you keep going on about?
Yeah, it's a thing where they put dots and stuff all over pieces of words.
Cool.
Like, you know, eh. Okay.
What are you doing? Like with an eye.
Search!
Once you dot your eyes and cross your teeth.
Keep it. I thought she'd snuck off on her own.
She has.
And once again you hear a hissing from the darkness.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Rat!
Five pink eyes.
Rat!
What, you mean it's one that's got one eye? No!
It's one rat that's missing an eye!
Five
sets of pink eyes.
Hello,
rat!
It could be five one-eyed rats. Or a combination.
Bro, are they scared of me?
They're hissing and hacking away again.
Stand in a line. If you stand in a line, then they'll like you better. And they won't kill you.
Much.
They just hiss at you.
They stand in a line.
No, surprisingly, they're not trained fiendish fire rats.
This is why rat civilization has not progressed
very
far.
They stand up on their hind legs and beg. No,
shoot them all.
Yes. Would you like to kill them all? Would you like to attack the rats?
Yeah.
You shout rats and fire your crossbow. Make a roll.
Do you think the D20 system just turns people into heartless bastards? Kill them!
It's just easier with everything.
Just to kill it.
19 again.
That'll hit.
Kill everything.
Damage.
It is a combat-oriented system.
You kill it.
Yes.
Ka-twank, one of the rats is dead. The halfling shouts, rats, and disloads.
Discharges. That's an American word, isn't it? Disload.
Discharge. Fires.
I disload the weapon.
Shoots.
He shoots and leaves.
Disload means she takes the ball down and
Dave's wandering around with a loaded one of these.
Well, that's basically.
Must go off!
Isn't that D-Load?
Yeah.
Shut up, you.
If you gave the cleric, it'd be a bolt of healing, wouldn't it? Bing! Takes away.
Done. Yes, yes. You all run in.
We do.
Initiative again.
Bravely.
Ooh, ooh, the rat's getting exciting.
Ooh.
17.
Same here. Four Balazar.
19.
The rat's 13. Got first one of the Balazar. There are four. Feel free to place four rats. They're also trying to back away, so let's put them against the wall.
Shall we just let them run away? We still get the XP for their encounter, don't we? Because they're technically defeated.
Technically.
Technical's good. There's an
The Groot then.
Go Groot.
Charge!
Yes.
Bravely take on those fiendish rats.
Six. Ooh, just 14. Charging. 16.
That usually hits.
16 does hit, yes. You're waving at me there, Steve.
Yes.
Sorry, I was reading round the corner of the book.
That's a dozen.
Yes, a dozen will kill it.
Eve!
That's more than last time.
That surprisingly will hit. It's dead, Finn. Don't even roll damage on the rats.
14!
Your minimum damage kills the rats.
He likes to roll! He likes it!
Who is next?
Rat.
The rats begin to flee. They try to head for the door.
Flee past me! Flee past me!
Half or black, do you mean?
Yeah.
One is that.
That's 40 feet, isn't it?
Yep. It's going to inform the Dungeon Master!
Clearly flees that way. Through my area of influence.
They're running. Who's next?
Well, I have a really long axe.
Balazar shoots one with a heavy crossbow.
Go on then, Balazar.
Dun dun dun! Come on! Let's give the lucky crossbow a go! And yes! I think that will hit with 17 and some extra numbers!
That will hit.
20 hits! And they take a mighty crossbow that might have hit twice in five games. 8 points of damage.
And then it's me. I stand there and look at the room.
You're very good. You're pious. You piously light the room.
I hit with my crossbow.
You hit.
20.
You hit. Damage it.
Just roll. If it's not a one, it dies.
It's a one.
Plus one.
Garud!
Charge!
It dies.
I might miss.
Heart attack.
I didn't miss.
It dies.
It actually did that.
Why not wrinkly?
Oh.
Oh! You mean, why is the text of knobs on hobnobs wrinkly?
The wrinkly knobs.
Because they realise that knobs are wrinkly.
I know, but I don't understand why.
Yes, I know.
I don't understand why they put hob straight and knobs all.
You know, Hobbs is the name they used to have for the devil.
Yes. Yes. So Hobbs' knob is wrinkly. So
it's nothing like munching down on
rats and things.
On a wiggly devil cock.
I think that is
devil air. There are 7 orcs and 12 kobold corpses in this room, with 2 or 3 of the black.
We like the room. We hear the hissing. We fight the dire rats.
You search the bodies.
Yes.
Yes, we search.
We say a quick word to talk over the bodies.
Yes. John says cheers, Matt.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate, but they're not mine.
Plus search of...
Eight.
23, I'll do.
Anyone over 20 finds some of this stuff. Oh. Aside from several small stools, and a dozen... They'll
be the kobolds.
I've lost
the rock
and
the
stool.
And a dozen reed mats. All of which are easily located, you find the following with a thorough search. A kobold-sized... What?
I don't know. What are you laughing at?
He's amused by the kobold-sized stool.
Hello, I think we broke your husband.
Fair enough. Right, Finn.
Paul is now having a heart attack. Steve is nearly crying.
Finn struck him back to calm, will you?
I'm not going anywhere near this much bullet.
Finn! Struck his looking bullet for us, will you?
Okay.
You play with that bullet. In the room, you find... Are you ready, my dear?
I'm trying, but it's very hard to not laugh
when somebody's... I'll have to shorten this bit for the audience.
Make it longer.
Okay.
Right,
I can always use it for an audio quote from Paul. I'm going to stroke my lucky bullet and combat wizard. You find a kobold-sized flute carved from a small thigh bone, worth 2 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Been weeks building that one.
What room are we in?
You're in room A42.
Yeah.
Just perfect, isn't it?
Yes, it does. You find a set of 26 polished stone playing pieces and a game board.
Ooh.
Worth 4 gold pieces.
Do we know what the game board
is? Are they Neolithic?
Ooh. Yes.
Because polished stone items
hey,
are...
Hey, that's impressive. That's good.
That's quite cool.
That is quite cool.
I'm sharing off my knowledge.
No, we do. We know Neolithic. Yes, we're listening.
I learned something in class today.
Well that?
Got that?
And it got 20.
And it rolled a 20.
I'm saving that one.
Yeah.
You find... A tarnished silver drinking cup with dwarven inscriptions on it.
Ooh!
It says Doril's cup, and it's worth 5 gold pieces.
Darn.
I'll give that to you as a present. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much, Finn. I will take this cup.
You find a set of 9 rough carvings made from ivory depicting various swamp denizens.
Ooh.
17 gold pieces total.
Wow.
Several of the kobolds are wearing horn coverings made from gold in the shape of a cylinder. That's the head horns.
And not like any golden artifacts that may have been found in a certain
Varna.
No, that's not the...
What shape are they?
They're cylindrical.
Okay, can you just describe that a bit better for me?
Kind of like this hobnob tube.
That's fine. Is it sort of tapered or anything?
No, it's a perfect cylinder.
Damn Tim Taylor.
There are 8 in total, each worth 3 gold pieces.
8 horny things.
8 horny things.
8 small covers made of gold.
is what they are.
How much are they worth?
8 times 3. 24 gold total. 11 gems of low value.
They are of low value.
Found in the pouches of 3 kobolds. They're worth 10 gold pieces each.
So that's not that low.
Yeah, you'd be having them, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gems.
Did it still roll well?
Yes, it's rolling so well.
Right. We're bloody lucky there aren't kittens on the floor at the moment.
Okay, while you're searching, you can all give me listen checks.
Listen checks.
Anyone who is searching, who actually rolled to search, is at minus 6 to this roll.
I've not been searching, actually. I've not seen gifts.
Minus 5 to your listen checks.
My listen check is
14.
Ooh,
very good. For the dwarf.
6.
And he's got most of the ear cack out of his ears.
12.
I think I've inherited.
Inherited the ear cack. What did you love? What was the highest one you got?
14.
Okay. Anyone by the door? Give me a spot check.
Spotted, for the love of God.
Oh my lord!
Ambushed.
It's on top of you before you realise.
And you like it.
Once again, not you're swarmed.
No!
From this end of the corridor, all of a sudden,
they're up your legs and over your head.
Get off! They are rats, are they?
They are. It's a rat swarm again. Let's put Steve in the corridor.
That's not me.
Bloody hell!
Sorry. Thalen's looking around the room.
Rat swarm.
Garut's probably in the room, and Dwarf Wizardy Woo's there. And these four are
the rat swarm.
Over there, and that one's on your square. So you're swarmed again,
lovely.
Taking a staggering amount of damage. 2.
Well, you do all insist on standing outside the room.
Yeah. The squeaking begins.
Squeak!
The squeaking!
Squeak!
It's the squeaking!
Okay, there's a rat swarm. You all go, ah, crap, a rat swarm!
If I do sleep, I get bastards of Torm as well, don't I?
Yes. Time to roll initiative.
Doesn't matter.
The rat swarm is going at 20.
I rolled a 19 for my initiative.
Sue, 19 for Balazar, and that was
24
quite good.
24 for me.
20.
That's the fastest I've ever done.
Lightning!
13.
Puzzle.
19 for the dwarf and the wizard.
Okay, that'll be valid then.
Shoot them with your crossbow! Oh, hang on. It's a swarm of rats on the list.
Shoot them with my crossbow.
Your god will save you, Bastion of Torm.
The little tiny rat.
21.
That's good. Oh, shit.
Ooh. She's good with this bow.
Oh, yeah.
4.
Okay. You kill a few rats in the swarm.
Yay.
Who's next?
I am.
The rat swarm.
Swarm.
Maneuvers itself a bit. It swarms around a little. That one's still on your square. That one can go into.
Is that a representation of lots of rats, or is that just actually the number of little numbers?
That one heads towards the Groot. They both stay in contact. Basically, they're a block of 4 squares that moves in any shape it likes, but it has to stay together as a block.
And surely one still has to be on Steve.
It does. That one is on Steve. It's just representative by being next to him, and the other one's swarmed onto Groot. Which means Groot now takes 4 points of damage, and Steve takes an additional 6.
Ooh!
This is my
bloody 19
on initiative, and I still can't die. Fuck the new. Right, I sleep online.
What? I'm so going to get you haggises. What? Are they all in range of a sleep spell?
Yeah.
Oh, no. As is Garut and Stave. Yeah. You'll catch Garut and Stave.
Well. Yeah, well, okay. That's the way it is.
Garut and Stave. It's lowest hit dice first, is it?
Yeah.
Then it's you two first.
We're all the same.
No.
What about the 3?
There are 4 hit dice swarm. Sorry.
Whoops!
Actually, only one of you. Where did you target the spell?
I targeted it in the middle of what would be the mass.
Which would be there. On the orc. Steve, it's yours. You're nearest to the target point.
13.
Steve falls asleep.
Yeah.
I'm so tired!
Whoops!
Bastion, this is no time to go to sleep!
Who's next? Finally, a rat swarm you're going to have to fight.
What about the rats themselves?
Why are the rats fall asleep?
What?
haven't the rats fallen asleep?
Because it only takes 4 hit dice of creatures.
Yeah.
In the sleep spell, he's 3 worth.
Oh. It would be me, but I'm asleep, so I'm Garouge.
Don't they get any of them then? The remaining one?
No.
Nothing. What a waste!
They're considered a single entity of 4 hit dice.
What a waste.
Double attack.
Eh? Double attack the swarm. Try and get 2
damage. Well, it's only the cleric. It didn't do that much damage anyway.
That's 19. I so wish I had. Oh, I did less damage than I should have with that one. Double axe. Right. Times 3 critical.
What? Nice. 19 will hit. What were you using?
2.
Oh.
I only doubled it. It should have been trebled.
Oh. Oh, sorry. 19 hits.
That's 7.
7?
Yep. And that's 21.
That'll hit, surprisingly.
And that's another 9.
Nice dunk. Very good. The swarm continues to swarm. This is a challenge rating 3 encounter. Okay, who's next?
Bailey.
Oh, I hit it with my crossbow.
Fire away.
Well, that's 14.
That'll hit. Not hard to hit.
4.
4? The swarm continues to swarm.
And it's the swarm.
The swarm. Is it a swarm off?
Oh, we can't reach anybody else. We can reach Phelan, I think. If it maneuvers, the swarm moves.
Into a sort of twee little line to get to Phelan.
Cool, I can shoot down the line and get them all.
Root.
Yeah, I'm at the end of that line.
2 hit points. Failing takes 4 hit points.
That's a lot.
They are quite good at hitting.
Next.
Falza.
Shoot on with the crossbow into the general swarm of the wee little rabbit beasties I hate so much with their little teeth and their little noses and their touching.
The grill dies.
Ding! Oh dear.
See, this build-up just does nothing.
Ah, well.
The hype is just not living.
Who's next?
I snore a bit more. it's Garouge.
Rest. Put to sleep by your friends.
Double attack again, and that's locked.
Oh, sorry, Guru. Can you make me a fortitude save before you start?
Just out of interest.
10.
That's, what, total?
Yeah.
You're nauseated for one round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still a bit on that,
no.
No. Oh, not at all.
You're covered in rats. I should have made you make it last turn as well, but I forgot. You're nauseated as rats crawl all over you. Who's next?
Phelan.
Make me a fortitude save, Phelan.
12.
You're fine.
You wizard may have made a certain tactical error.
Are you hitting with a combat weapon? Because if you fire your bow, they'll hit you now. Does that work for a swarm? Technically, they don't get tax opportunity. No, you can fire your bow then. That's
I
fine.
Will fire my bow directly down the line.
Give me another roll, see if you crit her. Yeah.
Yes!
You crit them.
Okay, what
are you roll twice the damage of the weapon.
Is it twice?
Times two?
Times two.
Is it times two?
19, 20 times two.
Times two.
Ah. What'd you get?
I'm not sure.
That's a 4.
That's a 4 and a 2. 6. So 5, 8.
8. Seven. The rat swarm begins to disperse.
Victory!
Leaving a pile of rat bodies where you'd killed them.
I knew that spell would work.
The rat swarm begins to disperse.
Wow. Hey! We win!
Swarms aren't crap, are they?
Bastion, are you alright?
They're pretty good if they can get to you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, this one jumped on him, so.
Well, an automatic D6, and they can just move into your square.
Ooh. Yes. Let's go and wake up the cleric. He seems to be having a bit of a relay.
They give you a sound shake, and you wake up. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. Wakey, wakey, it's all over now.
Oh, just dreaming I was with Tom. Oh,
never mind. I don't want to know the insipid details of your relationship with your god.
What is Tom doing to you?
He's giving me a pat on the back, going, yeah, be a good cleric.
Yeah, have another Nimbus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a miracle anytime you want.
Baby.
Uh-huh. Where now? Everyone okay?
What room was that?
That was room, technically we're in room A42.
Oh, right. Oh yes, with the plant pieces and stuff.
And you got jumped on.
Jumped on, that's correct.
Could do with a little bit of medical attention.
Aye.
Says the harpook.
That was that's one of us.
Oh, that was my annoying voice.
Actually, so Paul hasn't got his weasel out yet in five games.
Do
dare you have a bullet as a familiar?
Somebody said that he needed medical attention.
A little bit, please.
Okay.
My weasel only comes out in special
I only need a very small amount, but a very small amount.
I could do with some healing too.
With me.
Very small amount. Yes. That's
five.
Wow.
Oh yeah, because you get bonuses for the healing demand.
Yeah.
I need four back.
That's the main, it says one into five, that can't be bad.
Yeah.
I have
30.
Yeah. Oh yes, we will.
But I'm still 12 off.
Did you beat me?
Are you? Oh, okay. This isn't the first fight we've been in.
Oh yeah.
No.
Ten.
I only need four.
Well, you're souped up. Yeah. You're happy.
Oh, I'm well happy.
Just the look at the door. Torn.
There's a dwarf.
We can't fly.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's not too bad. Well, not too bad.
So the most injured person ended up with the least hit points back.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was more than half.
Tom the True. You're giving him a bigger spell.
Yeah.
Woo! So
that's nine.
Oh,
that's
half
a bit more like it. What would you do? How about yourself, Steve?
Maybe later.
Cleric heal myself.
Yeah, I think I might do that now.
Everybody loves the cleric.
Oh, yes, that'll be 4 hit points.
See, Tom likes his followers. See, they like the halfling too because Timora likes everybody.
Ooh. Because she's a slap. What a slap goddess.
Could be popular.
Where are you heading now?
Next room.
One to the south?
Yeah.
Which room are you in the moment?
You're in the north.
Oh, we're in the north too. Aye. You said some more things within the south.
To the south. The door is open.
Yeah, there was a rat spawn in there.
Yeah.
The smell of blood in this room is close to overwhelming. Kobold and orc dead, along with the almost equal number of flying octopus creatures, lay strewn about this room. A couple of large feline bodies can be identified in one of the corners. A small sea of drying blood coats the floor like a torn carpet.
Drying, as this has happened very recently.
Mm. Hello? Anybody here?
No.
Are these quiet Crenshaw things? Cat things. We
yes, they look a little similar to those cats.
There's lots of blood.
Does it look from the way, I mean, how does it look? I mean, have they obviously been fighting these flying black squiddy things, basically?
Yep. Right. It looks like the orcs and kobolds were fighting, and then it then looks like
they were swarmed over.
They, yeah, got swarmed and turned to fight the octopus things.
The octopus
things. Crenshaw look like dark. They've been killed by the dark mantles, and some of them have orc blades.
Are they fiendish?
Hey, what?
Are they fiendish, these cat beasts?
That they're dead.
Are they fiendish,
these cat beasts?
How are you going to know?
Look in their eyes.
Are they all scabby and do they have evil, evil, fiendish red eyes?
No.
I'm going to poke over them and see.
No,
if
actually,
they
not. Hey?
I butcher the corpses.
Are you eating the Crenshaw?
We haven't eaten in 5 seconds.
We're dangerously low on rations.
Very true.
It's not fiendish. We're going to eat them.
Yes, the Crenshaw is just a magical beast.
Woo! Magical food!
It's a medium-sized
makes it
magical
tastier
beast. It's a cat. You're eating
a
big cat.
Yep.
It may not be tasty, but it's not poisonous or going to turn us to evil, evil things.
True. They're not fiendish. Very good.
So, I build a fire.
And you hack a lump off.
Yes. And I smoke the rest of the meat as much as I can.
Do you have any kind of food preparation abilities?
It's a hot
survival. I'm a that sort of stuff.
I wouldn't worry about
second
it.
Second nature.
Wouldn't worry about it. Can you do that now?
I can always purify food and drink. It's not that bad.
You can purify the food. What does it actually do? It takes out
more contaminants.
So what? If it's rotten,
rotten, yeah. Rotten
really? Fantastic!
It turns rotten food into edible food.
It's fantastic.
Wow. So you don't even have to preserve food. You can drag around rotten hogs of meat with
you. Stinking rats.
Yeah. I'm back on the back. Makes spoiled, rotten, poisonous, or otherwise contaminated food and water pure and suitable for eating and drinking.
It would just attract every rat pack for miles around, though, wouldn't it?
We can just pee in our own water bottles and you can fix that.
Apparently.
Yes!
Apparently.
You run into water! It's a miracle!
But I can also create.
You can also create water with a lot less. Yes, that is your thing, yeah.
It would also avoid us leaving scent markers.
Yes, yeah. As you pee in your water bottles and re-drink.
Big on recycling.
Yes, it's the Fremen method.
Oh, no! Let's not go there.
It's Dune. They wear suits that recycle their own feces and urine, so they can drink the water.
Fantastic.
Yes. The feces get recycled in thigh pouches.
Oh, they
do. People with blue eyes.
Yes.
With the pumps and the heels and the shoes, they wear pumps.
The circular, the liquid keeps them cool. Anyway, yes, you build a fire and start hacking away at the beasties. Is anyone searching this room?
Yes.
The room is quite dangerous to move around because of the blood on the floor. It's very slick. Technically, I've got to make you make reflex saves, but as long as you're careful, you'll be alright.
We will be careful. It's still wet, so that means... As
it's,
the Harper pointed out quite recently.
It's slick fresh. With blood.
Mm. As the Harper just nibbles on a bit of cat meat to make sure it's
a broken good. Table along with seven small stools.
Four balls again.
Are scattered throughout the area. There are 10 reed mats and attendant blankets. The remaining items, mostly cobalt personal items, are stored in sacks scattered around the room amongst the bodies. Give us a search check. Got your search machine.
Reach just that guy!
How'd you do?
Not bad.
20. 12 plus 8.
Pretty good. Okay. Sheer damage done to the area and the sheer mess makes locating items difficult. Most items are crushed or so drenched in blood they're almost unrecognisable.
To be honest, if we're eating, you might have time.
Still, yeah. If you're determined, yeah. Are you determined? Take 20.
Take 20,
search the room, they're either cooking. Yeah?
Yeah?
So you actually get 28 then, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good, that means you find everything.
Right.
Alright, you find the following. A silver ring set with a moonstone or an orc's hand. You don't take the orc's hand, I assume.
Good eating.
Silver ring set with a moonstone, 105 gold. 6 sets of gold cobbled horn caps. 5 gold for each cap, totalling.
What?
5 gold for each, totalling 60. Assume they come in pairs. So you have 6 pairs of gold cobbled horn caps. Totalling 60 gold pieces. An electrum earring in a cobbled's ear.
It's
like gold. It's like gold. Silver alloy.
Also, natural alloy.
Gold earring.
Electrum earring worth 3 gold pieces.
Electrum pieces.
Mm. True, you did. First edition.
Or electrum lackeys, as they were called.
Very good. A very, very nicely made spear.
Would that be a masterwork spear?
It may well be a masterwork spear.
I praise it.
It is a masterwork spear. A blue coral.
How much is it worth?
100 plus spear cost. It's 300 plus the cost of us. 300 and change. It's medium sized, probably. Because you can't use it.
It's a really big pointy stick.
A blue coral necklace.
Another necklace for you.
6 gold pieces.
Way down.
You look like one of those wine hula girls after a while.
Give one of them away.
A gold pendant in the shape of a tree around a kobold's throat.
Probably given to it by its mother.
25 gold pieces. A fine pair of leather boots on the feet of an orc.
Ooh. Are they for me?
Yes, they're medium sized. 50 gold pieces.
Whoa!
They're very nice.
Wow.
You also notice, after shifting the orc corpse off it,
as you do,
that there is a large chest in one corner of the room.
Wow. You could use that big spear to lead them off.
I go and look in the chest after checking it for traps.
Give me a...
It's a 44
check for traps.
For the 11 plus my search, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, 19.
You don't think it's trapped.
Okay, I open it.
You've got 8 in search.
Yeah.
Oh, because you were a bonus. You open it.
Dun,
it's locked.
I unlock it.
Make me an open lock skill.
check.
Can you take on this as well? Or is there a consequence to this?
What you got?
15.
I don't know. Ooh, nice.
That'd be 16 plus 15 being 31.
Click!
The lock unlocks.
Yes. I look in...
The best sound in the world to unlock.
The chest contains... a bolt of purple silk.
Oh!
Worth 100 gold pieces.
New clothes, lads!
A plain gold circlet for your head.
Ooh. Is it bigger for me or is it too big?
Monkey magically wear it.
25 gold pieces. yeah, it's your size actually. Small. 5 sacks of copper pieces.
I'm not even going to write those down.
Totalling 523 copper.
Which is 5 gold.
You could drown people in copper.
1 silver, 3 copper.
2 sacks of silver pieces.
Which makes...
147 silver.
Which is...
14.7 gold. 1 sack of gold pieces.
That's more like it.
Which is...
92 gold pieces.
Okay. Gold. I could take... this!
1 small pouch of platinum pieces.
Oh, platinum!
17 platinum pieces.
Which are worth how many gold?
170 gold.
Woo!
And 2...
They're in my pocket.
And 2 pouches of gems.
Would there be any 100 gold piece pearls by any chance?
I'll give you a chance that there are pearls. Well, there are 21 gems. However, all the gems in the total gems of... No, they're not going to be 100 gold piece gems. The maximum any gem can be worth is 16 gold pieces. So,
no.
Giving you... There's 21 gems at 16 gold pieces apiece.
And any of them diamonds?
7.
Hmm?
Any of them diamonds?
No.
It's about 176.
You can dust them.
Diamonds worse when...
So much. You're going to add more. A couple might be diamonds.
336.
Right, gold pieces then.
Yeah.
336, did you say?
Yes. 21 times 16.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
We agree with the half-orc.
336.
Yeah. He has a good head.
Yeah, trust me.
Especially when adding a
very good... half-orc kind of had to add up values of gems.
Are you resting here?
Yeah.
Should we?
It's not a pleasant room to rest in with all the corpses.
I think we should move on.
It's just that you were...
Well, you might send people away.
True.
Apparently.
True.
I found a spear.
It's quite
nice.
A nicely made spear.
You shall call it Brittany.
Ha ha. I have more weapon slots.
We will not have Brittany the spear.
Come with me, Brittany. We have some slicing and dicing to do tonight.
You do some penetrating with Brittany.
Surely not.
Brittany the spear.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Good one.
I will now be wearing...
Go on.
A...
Every time you see the halfling, she's wearing something new.
Yeah. Wait, this old thing, but I just threw it on.
A silver ring with a moonstone.
Yeah.
That's probably blue a cool ring necklace. To get.
Necklaces
have you got? 6. a gold circlet.
We'll start giving you penalties to move silently.
I'm going to make a cloak out of the silk. The purple silk.
Doing a bit of sewing.
Actually, can we all have like purple cloaks made out of it quickly? Then we could all wear that. Be the purple cloak
purple
squad.
The Avengers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically, there is in there...
Stacks of it.
10 square yards.
Oh, stacks. We only need like 8.
So you need what, half a square yard for the halfling?
Yeah, so now I'm currently wearing... Are you ready? I'm currently wearing... No, I gave the shell one away. I'm wearing... I've got an opal gold ring. A gold nose ring. A silver and gold bracelet. Necklace of teeth. I think I gave away, didn't I?
Is that
the one I gave away? I was going to say I
gave away. Yeah, you gave the shell one away.
Was it the shell? Just the shell one, okay. A red ribbon. 3 silver earrings. Some gold wire.
Wait, where's that exactly?
It's in my hair.
Oh, okay.
Red ribbon.
The silver moonstone ring, blue coral necklace, a gold pendant, purple cloak, and a gold serpent in my hair.
And I've just got bloody 5 feet of rusty chain and a small cup.
The halfling's looking rather rather bejeweled.
I'm even thinking, I've got 3 bags of jewels now.
The rest of us looking rather poor.
Well, no, when we rest, I'm going
to... The halfling's making out like a bandit.
She looks like it. It's not hiding it, though, it's taking... Oh, no. Every time she searches the room, she turns around with something different on.
No, 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 there's nothing in there.
When we rest, I'll give you stuff.
Nothing in this room at all, no.
Trying to climb.
Dragging an enormous sack along behind her.
Well, what you get to do is, when you pick up more valuable stuff, you bring out the older, cheaper stuff and say you found that.
Have you not noticed that's what I've been doing? Yeah. Look, there's suddenly some stuff for you. There you go.
Here, have a khaki toad pendant or whatever it is.
So can we make some quick purple cloaks out of this?
Yes, stuff? You tear up the... You can have some khaki purple cloaks, yes.
Hooray!
Except Steve can't have one.
He can, as long as he doesn't pay for it and he gives us back after he's finished with it.
No, as long as he doesn't own it.
Yes, he doesn't own it, I will lend it to him.
You're making it for him.
Yeah, I'm making it for... Well, not really.
Your robes are looking a little tatty.
It's
why don't
true,
you borrow my spare cloak?
To be quite honest, his robes are looking very tatty. He was covered acid in red
from like 3 weeks ago.
You could probably make him some new robes.
Let's make him some new robes.
As a functional...
Purple silk.
However, it's made of purple silk, but in all you have on hand.
Yes.
Who is that?
Don't complain!
You're going to be wearing purple silk. Look like somebody who's escaped from like one of those Chinese epic films. Hi!
Yeah.
Or MC Hammer, I'm not quite sure.
badly made, so...
Janitor. What? Yes, it's very badly made.
It doesn't look black.
Basically, they're just wrapping it round you.
It's tall time. It's tall time. Okay.
Are you resting?
No. We go on.
Are you carrying on?
We need to rest.
Yeah. You're only afraid of disease.
Yeah, if we rest, we get disease. Let's keep going.
Who's afraid of disease?
Oh, yes. Who's afraid of the big bad devil chills?
Oh,
anything. Can't cure lycanthropy, can you? It's a curse, magical disease, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're curing lycanthropy. Anyway, right, are you going along to the end?
Aye.
It's going to be difficult now because we've run out of board.
Well, we tried to head south or north, but we bloody well can't.
Sorry.
Oh, we can actually.
There's that little door there.
We can go back down, we can do that.
Is it worth it?
Well, no, because it all ends up on this southern map anyway.
It just means you'd have to move it out.
Well, I'll just stay out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, just draw a line underneath them.
Yes, we'll just. I'll split the dungeon in two.
Ooh, Ray said that at some point during the 2 years we're going to play this, he is actually going to have to revert some of these rooms.
No! And the board!
Just the board's bigger and bigger whiteboard. Yeah.
The walls are white!
Yes! Oh, Hannah will love that.
Yeah,
not for long, she won't.
Whoops, I thought they were erase markers.
Yeah, oh, sorry, Alan.
It's a permanent marker all around the wall.
Actually, I think just that section of wall, if we take that down, I think we can about fit it on just that section. And we did it quite small.
Yes. It's art, I tell you. Art. Struck my lucky bullet?
At least you haven't been rubbing your breast this time.
Shh. May all my hits be crits. Now I've rubbed my lucky bullet.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to turn around and expect to see him sitting there, and he was just sitting there rubbing his nipples.
Yes, well...
With dice.
With dice!
He likes the hard coldness against his flesh.
I like jade dice.
With the jade dwarven stone, I believe.
Yes. Dwarven stones, indeed.
This open area is divided by several walls into smaller individual spaces. It is eerily devoid of bodies, given the carnage in the other areas.
Rest.
Why? We're not...
Because it's after 10 o'clock and I want to go home.
Oh.
Oh, that's why we rest.
It's not timing, is it? We're finished soon. Okay, soon is good. Okay, what are we doing?
North! The dwarf always likes to go north.
There's no door to the north.
No, you can go in and lift it up.
Oh, yes, you can. Basically, this room looks like a stable of some kind.
Oh, fiendish stables, no doubt. With fiendish
Filipinish Russians. Dwarves.
Russian dwarves are the best kind of dwarves.
Allegedly. I wish you'd get your accent to check.
See, I was going to put an annoying voice, but I don't think I can top that.
This is the accent of the sheer dwarves of Faerun.
Very nomadic.
Yes, they love the different places.
They move around a lot.
Yes.
Hi. Right, looking around the room, you find this corridor.
There's a door in the end there, and a door to the south there.
A couple of welcome signs.
Coming out of the stables.
Are you?
Wait.
There are stables that don't go anywhere but out back into the corridor or through these two doors. And they're stables.
They're for magic teleporting horses.
This door here is open. Would you like to know?
Is there straw in these stables?
Straw?
Mm.
Not so much straw, no. There's some areas where you think animals may rest.
Dragons. Whoa.
Small dragons.
Wormlings. Yeah.
Wormlings. You wish.
Wormlings. Worms and worms. Well, worms and worms.
We need to skin a great one, red dragon.
Okay.
I found out that worms don't have anything in their body apart from a big gut.
Just so you know, that door there
is this door here.
Ah, Seymour, right. My dwarven stone sense knew this about the dungeon.
I'm confused.
It joins up.
Yeah.
It's just that block.
It's just the bad stone.
You're going to have to rip the top one out eventually.
I will. Right, this is here.
Draw a line and you go there.
That room is much longer than that.
Okay,
and it goes back to here.
Sorry. That's fine.
My bad scale is what it is.
Any evidence of what was using the stables?
Not really. You find...
stables!
Give me...
No!
Well, I was going to say give me knowledge nature, but none of you have it. Give me a animal check or an intelligence check or something.
Oh, 20!
Survival will do it.
20 and I have handle animal.
That'll do. You
reckon 24?
You reckon it was probably stable in the Crenshaw.
Oh, cat! It's in your backpack.
Oops.
Corn fed.
Tasty.
The Crenshaw doesn't taste so bad. It's a bit tough, but it's okay.
It's edible.
It's edible. Yes.
Turned it into the equivalent of beef jerky.
It's cat jerky.
Yeah, well, cat jerky. Yes, it's a new taste sensation.
I'm on the fold of the map. We're in bigger directions, but I have to keep flicking back.
How about the two little doors to the south-east?
These?
No, the south-east.
South.
South-east. Yeah. East is that way.
East
is there. Yeah. So there's two little doors.
Yes. This room here. The remains of a pile of bodies, two large felines and a pair of kobolds, as well as a trio of orcs are stacked in the centre of this hallway.
Ooh. Are they still fresh? More meat.
Yes, reasonable. Yes, they are reasonable.
How many dead supplies can we get from these dead cats?
Well, a lot, Bill. Look at it.
Yes!
The bodies have been, let's say, defleshed by small teeth.
Ratsworn passed his way.
Yes. Yeah. Ratsworn was here.
Take that food!
Yes, I might be no stools not to take any of those in that place.
Alright, you've already got backpacks full of dead big cats, though, is
it? No, I have a backpack full of jewels.
Or renumers, though, yeah.
45. Yep, where now? That's here. There's a door out of this room, which is open, to the south. There's also this door here, which is
east!
Closed.
East is good.
To the east?
Yeah.
To the east, then it is. This opens into... Bloody hell.
Oh dear.
Into this. Square.
Oh!
Jobby here. Square jobby. And a door there to the north on the top of the square.
Hey! Another corridor heading east or south?
And to the south it goes. That way.
I see. Looks like whichever way we go, we end up in the same place anyway. So let's just continue east.
Yeah.
You continue east.
To the door.
Ding. Yes. Ding, 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 the door ding. Is partly open.
Everyone looks at the halfling. Halfling the hero.
The halfling does whatever she normally does.
The halfling needs to make a search check if she's going to trap us.
Nice.
Halfling finds.
23.
No traps on the
door. You open the door. You leads you into a long corridor. Ooh. Heading north.
It's a bloody big dungeon we've found ourselves in here.
The end of the corridor is a door on the right hand wall.
Doors.
That looks like an interesting door. Check the door for traps.
You get a funny sensation as you walk past this point here.
I have a funny sensation in the wall, in the eastern wall. My dwarven stone sense is tingling.
The wall doesn't look quite right to you.
There's something wrong with this wall. I can feel it. Great dwarven forefathers, help me find the passage in the wall.
You're going to botch now, you realise.
What do I need to... It's roll 20?
Hey?
Do I need to roll?
You know it's there.
Oh, no, it's there. Alright. Here it is.
Kissing great there.
Look! You knew there was a reason for bringing a dwarf along. Here it is.
I thought it was for comic relief.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Good one.
I thought it was to hit things.
Yeah. That's good though.
I thought it was to get damaged. We need healing all the time.
Damage magnet.
Well, we needed a backup fighter.
We brought a wizard.
Backup fighter. I killed more than a wizard else.
We needed a backup fighter, so we brought the wizard.
I like that. That's very sensible.
It's a dwarf. It confused us. Dwarf, you'll be a bit heavy in a fight. I'm stuck in the dungeon.
Cast spell.
I have run ahead. I didn't read this way, unfortunately, because you've gone from the 45s to the hundreds. If you go,
this could be
interesting. Yes, I know what's in here as well. And
natural glow of the gem.
So let's just say this room has text that rolls over to the page.
Oh my lord!
Would you like to rest in the corridor?
I'm fine.
You can open the secret door anytime you like. You know how to open it.
Okay.
At this point.
Should we complete the rest of the ring, so to speak?
Down here.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a secret door there to open.
Yes! Hooray!
Through that door there at the top is a room like this. And it goes like that.
Ooh!
It goes along like so.
Uh-huh.
And then, believe it or not, up to a large door.
Oh, this tiny dungeon.
A very large door.
Very large?
A very large door.
Oh!
Check the door traps.
It's a huge door.
Huge! About tens of feet high.
Like a very big door.
Oh.
This is beyond the scale of doors so far in this dungeon.
This is King Kong sized doors.
This is the welcome to the next level kind of door.
Does it work for Jurassic Park?
No. Danger! Level E, or whatever it says, heading north. I think it's E up to the north.
Oh. As we jump into strength of the 12th level dungeon. Whoops!
The door is locked and sealed.
Oh, good. Yeah. The seal, it doesn't let you pass until you reach 12th level.
Yes, it's computer game logic. We like that. No, I'm more than happy to let you go if you can find out how to get it open.
Knock!
I have a really big axe.
Yeah. You could rest here, though, if you wish, or you could finish off the rest of that.
Can we finish off the little ringy?
Okay.
It's just annoying.
Fox?
You don't like that.
I don't like that.
Dwarfs don't like unknown passages.
And there we are.
How the dwarf species perpetuates itself, we don't know.
What's your spot skill, Paul?
My spot skill is +4.
You walk past this point here. And you sense it's a
dwarf, strike two!
Well done, dwarf.
I'm feeling good.
I know
that I would never.
Big lump of
on the right spot. I've just forgot the door, which is there.
Oh! Is it there?
Alright,
okay, that was a secret door.
My mistake, Mr. Door. The doors aren't very clear on the map, is the problem. They look like parts of the wall.
Okay, well, since there's a secret door and a null door,
you open it.
Kind of open
it leads
the
to a corridor that runs south.
Secret
it runs south longer than I've got a map. A long way to the south.
Aye.
And then it bears off to the right. At the end of the southern run, there is a door, and just as you turn right, there's a door in the right-hand wall. So this is longer than this.
Yeah.
It goes down here, turns that way. There's a door there. And a door there.
So many bloody doors in this dungeon.
Door there.
So many choices.
Yes, there are lots of choices.
Ah.
And there are lots of bloody corridors.
Ah.
Lots of corridors.
Lots of exciting different things we have here. Lots of
like the big S at the top, that's quite exciting.
There's lots of exciting things around here.
Across all these doors around here.
Yeah, go on. Let's keep to the south.
No, anyway.
Running out of map.
Let's come to the top. You have to loop in the top.
You carry on going south.
This one?
Yeah. East.
Go around there.
Yeah.
You come around the corner and go through the northern door.
Yeah.
Okay, this room is definitely not to scale.
It's okay. Oh no, it's not, is it?
No. Oh, funny.
Can anyone squeeze in?
That's there, and then this bit goes around the back to there.
Bit of a tight fit.
There we go. Yeah, that's right. What needs to fit in there is not going to
We'll believe you.
Right, as you come through the door,
yeah.
There's a corridor goes straight up and a corridor goes off to the left. You reckon that if you go up the north, there's a large room there. And off to the left is a slightly smaller room.
I think we should tackle the smaller rooms first.
Yeah. Left.
You notice on the floor, as you walk through this door,
mm-hmm.
There's a sign that probably fell off the door. Scratched in draconic.
Ooh!
Have we heard about that?
It says, danger, do not enter.
It'll be fine, lads. Mm-hmm. Nothing to worry about. It just says wipe your feet.
Oh, okay. I'll wipe my feet.
Yep. You wipe your feet. Who's stepping through the doorway first?
Paul.
I don't think so. I read the bloody sign. I'm not going
through the door first. Garud will boldly step forth through the portal.
Don't forget to wipe your feet.
Is Garud boldly stepping forth?
He is.
Yes.
Okay.
We're checking the ceiling as well.
Can you draw me a door? Assume that door's the door and put yourself on it for me. Garud is in the doorway. Stepping through. The rest of you are there and there. Phelan is. Well, Garud is just about to step through, so he'd be. Yep, there. And Phelan is behind them all.
Okay.
Probably leaps in front.
Having a nap.
Hey, she's already killed three things, though.
That's true.
You wouldn't have found those anyway.
Right, Balazar, Bastion, and Garud. Can make me reflex saves, please.
Improved!
Might be able to make this one.
14.
19. 18.
You all make.
Yay.
You all take 2 points of damage from the fire that blasts out from the ceiling in a cone shape into the squares in front of the door.
Oh! My purple cloak! Oh!
Oh, well.
Obviously, Torn doesn't like me wearing clothes.
No, it's actually silk's probably a bit retardant, actually.
He says, flame retardant
silk. Those little worms, they're tough buggers, I tell you.
That's quite funny.
So, you walk through that door.
You
all step through.
You sure it's
where you step through. Where are you heading?
Something like that.
Off to the left?
The draconic for wipe your feet and danger, fire trap are very similar. Obviously.
Off to the left?
Yes.
You head to the left. Although this room is now empty, you can all but guess at its previous purpose. A complete forge sits in one corner.
Oh, making items!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They did a lot of metal working around here, didn't they?
A large workbench, along with two stools, dominate the centre, while there are numerous hooks and nails on the walls indicating a place where tools were once kept. A hallway leads on past this area.
Does it?
The hell it does. Oh, yes, it does. There's a door. And the door is there.
Oh, so many doors!
Frightening, isn't it?
Well?
Big room! Let's go back to the big room. We're going to get lost at this place.
Going back to the big room.
Unless somebody disagrees, but otherwise, let's just do it.
Several tables are pushed up along the sides of this room, along with a trio of stools.
Been folk singing. And a nice Kaylee. That's what it is.
The cobalt Kaylee.
Yeah.
Good stuff in here.
Excellent.
Okay.
We kill it.
Good for who?
Done. Give me a roll.
Wait, random roll on the die.
Give me a search check.
Search check.
Search. I think they'll be resting in here once they've figured out what's here.
Nope.
You said nothing.
How did you do?
10.
See, my rolls are getting worse because I'm tired.
We take lots.
You take, you know, if you're going to rest, you may as well.
Yeah, let's few rest in the big room.
Take 20, give
take
you
20, yeah.
28.
Yeah, 30-odd.
30-odd, 30-odd.
32,
right. Right. Ratching through the glass shards that litter the floor.
Thank you.
The halfling uncovers a small...
No, the halfling throws up because you're an arsehole.
...flawed diamond. Mm-hmm. Worth 500 gold pieces.
Glass. Glass. Ow. Glass. Glass. Diamond.
Ding! I look about. Is anybody looking at me?
Yes.
Probably. They're expecting you to turn around with a big shiny diamond in your hair now. You're just searching. I don't think anyone's specifically looking unless
no,
they are.
No, we're all searching.
They're all looking, except for Bastion.
I shall put it in my pocket.
You put it in your pocket. Bastion can raise the dead with diamonds, can't you?
Yes. Not that paltry amount.
No, eh?
Not that paltry amount. He's
well, who found the diamond?
What do you need now?
Oh, at least 5 grand.
We're all searching.
Yes.
Did I find it or did they find it?
I'll make you a roll. There's three of you searching. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You found it. On a 1.
Okay, I do pocket it.
Yes. Okay. Paul finds a small metal box about 4 inches in length, 4 inches in width, 2 inches in height that is attached under one of the tables.
Oh, it's a small metal box. 4 inches in height, 4 inches.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Beth. What line do we say?
What room are we in?
What's in the box?
You're in room 47, A47.
What's in the box? I'm going to open the box.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head?
You open the box?
Yes. With any sharp trap.
Gwyneth Paltrow's shrunken head pops out. Nice.
There's a big sign on it saying, don't call you
complete disregard for traps.
Something rattles inside the box as you open it.
Okay. It's a scorpion.
It's a trap.
What's your armor class?
12.
12. Oh, it hits you then.
That'll stick.
Take 1 point of damage.
Oh!
As a poisoned blade shoots out along the rim of the trap, along the rim of the box.
Damn!
Make me a fortitude, sir.
Oh, bloody.
We're all going to die.
Fortitude is 21.
Alright, you're fine.
Ow!
Yes, you have an absurdly
inside the box, you find several small pebbles.
Maybe they're iron stones.
Somebody. You found stones?
No, they're definitely, but they could be coprolites.
Yeah.
Coprolites?
Right.
Coprolite?
The root you find behind a rock on the furnace. A sort of little hiding place. It's actually a metal flap. Which you think you could lift to have a look behind. If you push the top, you could lift it. You're pushing it.
Oblivious to the fact my friend behind me has just screamed as the poison blade hacks into his hand.
Because you're a half-orc and you're hard.
24 will hit you, right?
Just.
There's a reason the rogue does all this kind of stuff.
Well, no, because the traps have got absurd difficulties to find.
Take 2 points of damage. You'd have found that one without any problem. Give me a fortitude save.
What's this? A fail. Yeah, 9.
You're fine.
For now. Dun,
dun. Located in a hollow, a dagger flies out from just below the thing and stabs at you. It's on like a metal rod.
Found a dagger and a rod!
It's connected to the wall.
Oh.
Hack! Yeah. Like a small spear. Yeah. Located in the hollow space behind are 3 scrolls.
Oh, scrolls!
Mm-hmm.
That's the case of the scrolls.
Bit too much security for some toilet roll.
Indeed. What is your...
Well, it depends on the kind of dungeon.
If you take 20, what's your total search?
30.
All right, fair enough. Find this one then. It's fine.
Are you keeping those scrolls for now, or will you be passing them?
Yeah, they're really useful to me, scrolls.
Yes, I know. That's
they're written in some funny language you don't understand.
But all toilet paper in this dungeon, I tell you.
I'm just trying to work out who has stuff.
Scrolls! Have a look at the scrolls! See if I can work out what the scrolls are.
I'll swap the scrolls for
you think
pebbles.
The scrolls are spells?
Spells? Are they kind of our spells, or...? Bastion's.
You'll be needing a read magic, I would suspect.
I'm going to do a read magic.
There's a good plan. You have a scroll of magic missile.
Magic missile?
A scroll of cat's grace.
Oh, lovely.
And a scroll of flaming sphere.
Oh, I can transfer them, can't I?
Yes.
Hooray!
After happily jamming the diamond into your pocket, you head over and look inside one of the stools. Examining the stool, you realise that one of the legs is hollow.
I have a look.
You unscrew the hollow leg.
Wizard playing with stools.
Inside the hollow leg, because you have such a high search skill, you find a short rod that has a little crystal on the end, a little green crystal. Looks like a wand.
Goes the
it's
wizard.
A wand.
Can I wave it around?
Oh, you can do your thing, can't you?
Do your thing.
Easy, wizzy, let's get busy.
Use magic device, yeah?
Yep.
What a fireball.
Nice!
Ooh, yes. Two.
Help. He's going to look up what you know.
I've been an obsession.
I bet it's 25.
What are you doing specifically? What are you doing specifically?
I'll take 10 and wave it around.
Are you sort of just waving it around in a general area?
Well, I haven't used magic device skills, so yes. Obviously we've come across them.
You have one of these 20.
Oh. Are you aiming it at anything specific?
No, I'm aiming it at my friend.
Are you specifically not aiming it at
her? Yes. Are you specifically aiming
it
at
I'm aiming it in a corner like there's nothing. I'm just going like that.
A bolt of green about that long shoots out the end of the wand and splats into the wall.
What was that?
Yes.
You might recognise that bastard at dawn.
Yes. Melfasid arrow?
It is a wand bastard arrow.
Okay.
It's not Melfasid anymore,
oh,
is
sorry.
It? Of course.
There is a command word for this wand. Unfortunately, you don't need it. We're saying
that's handy.
Look what I found.
Only if she succeeds on the use magical item check.
Does she have to do it every time?
Yes.
Oh.
Whereas if you, for example, if you know the command word, you can just do it.
Yeah, but
every single time.
How do we find the command word? Look around. I don't know.
Identify.
Identify. Comes to you.
Generally, a lot of
items. Expensive.
Yes, it is expensive.
I've got one identify. Possible. I've only got the ingredients for one identify to find the spell.
Well, you could use it.
I could.
No.
But she can use it anyway, yeah.
She can use it.
Look what I did.
This is only an 18.
It's melting.
Yes, the wall is melting.
So I need 18 next time.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it is.
Yeah. So what do you have to roll?
3.
Yeah.
What?
I have to roll 3 to use it next time.
You got what? You got 15 and use magical device.
No, it's 7. I don't know why it's
so bad. Trying to confuse the roll.
Not far.
You need to roll 11,
so what do you have to roll?
Oh, I think so. You only have to roll.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
I'm bad.
So is it a magical wand?
Yes. It's a wand.
It'll have a limited number of charges.
Some charges. Which identify would tell you, would it?
Yes. No. Yes.
It should tell you all the properties.
It tells you everything that you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need some really high bardic lore.
Anything else?
No. I think you've had enough out of this room.
We want more! There's never enough.
That's it.
I'm going to do detect magic.
Okay. The wand is magical.
The wand is magical!
The scrolls are magical.
The scrolls, I know that, I can read them.
Are you just looking at things in this room?
Pebbles?
The pebbles are pebbles.
Well, I don't know, how long does it last for? I'll just charge up and down the dungeon.
You look around.
Yeah, look around.
And sort of scan the area, don't you?
Well, the other thing, we've got that spear as well, haven't we?
Yes,
not magical.
Does anybody want the fine leather Lindsay's boots, audience. By the way?
Well, it depends. If you're looking at Lindsay, are you wearing any lead? Or
how many things of yours are magical?
I don't know.
Your short sword is magical.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me either.
Anything else?
It all glows.
Oh, and you have
I've
your
got
feather.
Wire
my feather! Ooh, can you have another go on the feather? You seem to do very well with the wand. Give the feather another go, lassie.
Now you need a roll.
DC is 25.
No.
Oh. You wave the feather around for a while and naught doth happen.
Oh, never mind.
Eh? Oh.
I yes.
Backlash. Have you shown Lindsay the picture of the charred thief? There it is.
Yeah.
Thief with charring.
Whoosh.
Silence reigns.
Is there something
Boom.
Anyway, yes. We've not got to assess. We've no idea what this feather does yet, still.
Might explode.
Might explode. Whoosh!
Yeah, she fell by 10 or more, it's a bit of mishap.
Did you fell by 10 or more?
Oh no!
Yes. You fell by exactly 10.
Oh.
You release the energy, but it doesn't do what you want it to do. And he determines the result. As with squirrel mishap.
What happens with a squirrel mishap? I just decide there's a spell occurs.
Yeah.
Some magical effect occurs.
Yeah.
Healing.
Yes, right.
There is a word. The default mishaps are the item affects the wrong target, or one control of magical energy is released, dealing 2d6 damage to you.
That'd probably be the easiest one to do then.
Ouch.
Phelan takes 5 points of damage from the uncontrolled magical energy.
It's an explosive feather.
Yes.
Looks a bit charred.
It seems that way.
So what you do is you give it to your enemy and have them wave it about.
Magical feather.
Yes.
Everyone loves okay, I'm finished.
Yes, I agree. It's a good place for you to rest. Are you resting?
I think we're resting. We're securing the doors as well. And we take...
yes.
Watching shifts. Usual standard.
I'm 7 off.
Rotation.
Oh, we've got one more of those left.
Oh, I did. What about the little pebbles? The little pebbles, did they glow?
No, they didn't.
The little pebbles, no, they didn't.
Is there an engine?
Yes. 5.
Yeah, have some little pebbles. I'll give you half of the scroll.
Another 2.
Thank you.
That's the half of it.
And then, just to make sure, I shall bleed lots.
Oh dear. Are you alright, bastard at all? Isn't you bleeding?
I'm fine.
You're being a martyr. What are you doing?
We get our levels back.
Yeah,
no one has to take 3 off.
3 off what?
But I take 3 constitution.
Max hit points.
And everyone gets +3 on their fortune save versus whatever disease we've got.
Oh, great!
I don't have any disease.
Yes, you do.
Roll disease.
You're going to wake up tomorrow with one, and so is Garou.
Okay, so what do I need to do for you?
You need to roll me fortitude save now and add +3. Add +3 to the roll.
22.
20. 24. Fine! You're all cured of devil chills.
Ding-ha! Thank you! That's the
reason myself. Oh, and then you're cured, I believe.
For 3.
You are cured. You're all cured of the devil chill.
Hurrah
for bleeding. You're down 3 con points.
Oh. No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just less restored.
Oh, 3. Cheeky.
Everyone loves the cleric.
Yeah.
Devil chills gone. Cured. Right, would you like XP?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a level 1. Oh, you're still a lowest category party, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So we've got challenge rating 1 is 150. Yes?
Yeah.
6 fat...
No, they're 300.
300, yes. 6 fat sturges, the entire challenge rating is 1.5 generous. 6 fiendish dire rats at a third apiece is 600. 3 fiendish dire rats at a third apiece is 300. 5 fiendish dire rats at a third apiece is 500. 1 fiendish rat swarm at 3 is 900. 1 Burning Hands trap at challenge rating 2 is 600.
Mm.
1 Poison Blade trap, 300. 1 Poison Punching Dagger trap, 300. Giving you a vastly grand total of 3, 9, 12, 17, 26, 32, 35, 3,800.
Whoa!
Which gives you...
yeah.
950.
Yeah, it'd be 950.
950 XP each.
Onto our current total.
How are you doing?
4,600.
Getting there. What do you need for next level?
6,000.
Not bad. Almost there.
We're not leaving this bloody part of the dungeon until we kill those kobolds in A69. We don't forget!
Yeah, you'll get to them.
Okay.
Avenger sweet.
Next session.
Oh, we can calculating times.
Yeah.
Yes. Helen would like next Thursday, though. I don't think this is possible.
No, it's not.
Why would Helen like next Thursday?
Because she's going out bowling.
Yeah.
Hal is only available Monday or Tuesday.
I have a secretary.
As in, this Monday Friday. Or Tuesday coming?
Yeah. Because he's working Wednesday, Thursday.
What day is it?
I'm not available Friday.
It's Thursday today.
Monday?
Monday's far too close. Tuesday is very earliest.
Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm not available Friday.
Okay, Tuesday the blah 26th of October.
Tuesday the 26th of October.
Oh, I've got your bloody time written down here.
I know, I'm trying. Oh, mornings that day, aren't I?
Tuesday 26th of October.
Not ideal, it's a bit close, but...
Dungeon, dungeon. Big dungeon.
Okay, I'm working on 7-4s, Monday, Tuesday. I'm on 11-9s, Wednesday, Thursday. Then I've got 11-7 on Friday and 9-7 on Saturday.
When have you got 11-9?
Wednesday and Thursday.
So we'll call it a night there.
Yes, that's good for me.
Right.
All my little level 3 characters.
Right, we shall all be on full hit points.
Yeah, come morning.
Gosh, you're good. Bastion of Torm at healing disease and things.
Yeah, why didn't you go and took it?
Because it's dead good.
Because I was diseased.
That's why you're re-good.
Yeah.